get started. Mrs. Wargo, would you care to lead us?
Ready, begin.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
A moment of silence for our first responders and service personnel. Thank you.
All right, roll call. Director Sanderson?
Here.
Director Morris?
Here.
Director Wargo?
Here.
Director Israel?
Here.
And Director Link?
Here. Approval of the Finance and Audit Committee meetings warrants approved by the committee on January 21st and regular board meeting minutes.
I make a motion to approve.
Second.
I have a motion to approve the Finance and Audit Committee meeting minutes of January 21st and regular board meeting minutes of January 21st, 2020, made by Director Wargo, second by Director Israel. Director Sanderson?
Aye.
Director Morris?
Aye.
Director Wargo?
Aye.
Director Israel?
Aye.
Director Link?
Aye. Next item, warrants none, award contract none. Updates, San Antonio Pass Water Alliance. Mrs. Israel or Mrs. Morris?
So the only thing that we had to report from the San Gregorio Pass Regional Water Alliance is
tongue twister.
Yeah.
I just call it Water Alliance.
That's the same thing. Yeah.
They have meetings that they're wanting us to attend at the Noble Creek Admin Office. It's a collaborative agency meeting. The hospital, parks and recreation, college, library, pass area, elected officials, water agencies, etc. They all attend, and it's only once every 2 months. And so the next meeting is on March 4th. Also, there is a Beaumont Basin Water meeting. It's the first Wednesday every other month. That's in Beaumont Cherry Valley Boardroom. And our Water Alliance meetings are no longer monthly, they are bi-monthly.
Okay. So the meeting, this joint meeting, did they give you an idea what the agendas are going to be about?
Actually, I think she put in here
the agendas.
Under the new business, because I had let her know about it.
Okay.
It is on the agenda, so I think it's one of the last items on the agenda.
They don't need two people to attend, just one with a backup.
Well, I think that would be beneficial for the district to like one of you attend one of the meetings and the other to keep costs down for the district. And I would leave that up to you two to decide who's going to get which glorified position. Any questions or comments about that?
No.
Okay. Next item is manager's report. Mr. Louie.
Today, at the new piece of property that we purchased on Main and Beacon, we had a licensed contract electrician to provide an estimate for an Edison pole and box at the new district service yard. We projected the move-in date is on or before May 2020 of this year. Then we went to Well One, and the same electric contractor provided an estimate to upgrade per the district engineer's recommendation. Provided an estimate to upgrade the control panel and breaker to accommodate the new proposed 300 horsepower electric pump motor.
Now, is that with the soft start or frequency drive?
The soft start.
Soft, okay.
Also, the electrician is going to provide us a quote to to install a connection and transfer box for a portable generator at well 1 and well 5 in the event of an Edison PSPS event. My thoughts is management is desirous in preparing for an extended PSPS event, which is inevitable. The summer's coming. And even though the county OES, Office of Emergency Services, is offering generators.
Bring it here. Hey!
Is this?
Bring it. Are you, what are you looking for?
Is this 1461 8 Broadway?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh. What'd you buy on Amazon?
Do you need a sign for it? Or?
Just the name.
It's Calvin Louis.
Got it. Thank you.
Sorry, Calvin.
I would have my package delivered home, but they throw it over to, and they do it here in this community, just toss it over the fence.
Not at my house.
And
they do at my house. My dog did it.
During the Christmas, two of my gifts were delivered on the other side of the fence of the resident across the street.
My dog ate razor blades once. Shavers.
So well, Mark.
Oh yeah, and so during these events, that is not the time to say, oops, I need to prepare. Mm-hmm. So Ellie and I and our CPA are working on next fiscal year budget, and we'll work it into the budget for your approval.
The other thing I would, when you do that, is when you look at a generator, this may be one way on the outside. I don't know if natural gas has got enough power to do what you need to run that big a pump, but look at the options of the natural gas / liquefied fuel versus a diesel because of the AQMD and the how often it would be used. And mounted on a trailer, because then as a portable unit, it falls under different qualifications as a stationary unit.
A recruitment for that one vacancy we have for field crew worker 1, out of the 4 semifinalists, only 3 showed up for their peer evaluation, and management, Ellie and I, interviewed 1, and no position was offered. So after an in-depth meeting between management and the team members, management has decided to re-recruit a truly entry-level position, a water meter reader. I don't know if you all know who Clay Morgan is, but he started as a water meter reader 5 years ago, and now he's a water tech 2. Certified by the state. Salary will be reviewed and updated if necessary. Any changes in the job description may require a meet and confer with the union, but there is one additional new test that we're going to implement in the selection process. After speaking with the crew members, we're going to have what basically, when you apply for a public safety position, you're required to demonstrate your physical abilities by taking a physical agility test. Except we're going to have to require them to run, climb fences, 6-foot fences and 8-foot chain link fences. But we are going to have the following basic construction skill tests: the safe use of a shovel, the safe techniques in digging out a water meter box filled with dirt and rock, and the safe procedures of bolting a minimum 6 to 8 bolt flange. And also, we've also have received a waiver that's drafted by our legal department for each applicant to sign. So probably next month, we'll be implementing that recruitment effort, and be another like $3,000 to $5,000, but better than a full $10,000 when we have an applicant come in and we send them to boot camp in Sacramento, and pay for all his lodging and schooling, and he turns out to be a failure. Because a water meter reader is not required to be a certified operator, and we have 18 months to decide whether he can, or whether he or she has the ability to continue on with employment here with the district.
Clay turned out okay.
Is that?
Yeah.
Clay turned out okay.
Do we have to go through the whole recruitment process again?
I think you have to.
Yeah, government agency, we were required to go through a selection process, contract, non-partial interviewers.
Okay.
The Community Water System Alliance. On Thursday, which is this coming February, it's February 20th, between 11 a.m. and 2 p.m., a workshop, which is titled Advocacy 101 Training Session, is being hosted by the Mojave Water Agency, which is located in Apple Valley. I think we have two board members. You and Maxine are going, right? Any other board member would like to go, you're free to go, but just let us know before the end of tonight so we can post.
This is on the 20th?
Yeah.
But that's also, you can do it online also.
No. You can call in though, I think.
Or it's a conference call kind of thing, right?
I think they have an option to call in.
I don't know.
I
didn't know anything about this.
Let me look at my email.
I think that's what the email said. Because you're saying it's on Thursday? Thursday up in High Valley?
No, Apple Valley.
Apple Valley. Don't get lost going there.
And I know we got to come up with Vegas. Topic
right.
On that going to be?
Hmm? What's that?
What's the topic on that going to be?
Okay, the topics are...
So this is lobbying 101 or something like
yes,
that?
Yes, advocacy 101 training session. Legislative and budgetary process, how to effectively lobby state legislators, and advocacy breakout session, whatever, I don't know what that means, but those are the three topics that will be discussed between 11 in the morning to 2 in the afternoon.
It does say here that you can call in.
11 to 2, it's like 3 hours of conference call. Huh?
Sarah's used to that.
Yeah, I did that 8 hours ago.
Why are you going to do that? I have to work.
That is fine.
Okay.
And did you guys sign in already on the website?
No.
No? Okay, well, I'll sign you guys up after. But, here in the email, it has no, let's see, we ask you to invite your colleagues, other water agency to attend. I think it's...
you sent a text, I think.
Yeah, it was through a text.
Yeah.
It was in a group text to all of us that you said we could call in.
Yep, there's no calling number or code. Yep. If I find it, I'll email it to you or text you guys.
I'm driving. Yeah, we'll drive together.
But for some of this, I prefer face to face myself.
Well, since most of us aren't going to meet the lobbying sessions and all that, I don't think it's worth it for us to go. To be honest with you.
I have a conflict
and
I'm not able to go.
I do too. Work. So, anyway. Anything else,
Mr. Louie? On Tuesday, February 11th, I attended the West Desert Municipal Advisory Council here in Cabazon, the Cabazon Community Center. Part of my my part consisted of the following. A sergeant from the sheriff's station here in Cabazon reviewed local crime statistics and made mention that they're anticipating the unlawful cannabis growth and harvesting. Again, this is because the heat is that time of the year. So Karen Marino suggested the sheriff department work with the water district in detecting spikes in water bills, which is indicative of a marijuana plantation, which is true. We've had one incident where residents, their average bill was $80 to $90, and all of them spiked to what, $400? And he comes in, oh well, pays cash and says, I must have a leak. Now we all know if somebody goes from $80 to $400 and they have a leak, they're not gonna sit there and come in, they're gonna demand rereads and all kinds of stuff. And so.
I never demand a reread.
What's that?
Me neither.
I just know that my horse has broke something.
Well, that's on your side of the meter. You know. I'm
not gonna go there on that one.
I reiterated the point of being not only observant, but reporting any suspicious water-related circumstances, not only to the Sheriff's Department, but your community water district. If it is an in-progress water theft or theft of district property or vandalism, I encourage everybody to call the Sheriff's Department first and foremost. All other not in progress suspicious activity, then call us and we'll come investigate. I did make mention in the past, however, due to code enforcement department budget cuts, which resulted in the reduction of their personnel, the water district generally received calls from code enforcement about a year ago reporting water theft or suspicious connections. And just as a reminder, theft of utility is a misdemeanor, which includes diverting, tampering, or reconnecting with the intent to obtain such services without paying the full lawful charge. Last week, our field crew detected another unlawful water connection in the homeless encampment on Reza Avenue near Lime Street. And the person at the meeting was a Mar Christian, who's a supervisor code enforcement officer, and I will be reaching out to him to coordinate a joint effort in battling water thefts or crimes against this community's water district. Neighborhood and community cleanup days were established with addresses of where the large construction bins will be placed. Again, I reminded everybody at the meeting that during cleanup days, last year, a 2.5 blow-off was damaged by a Riverside County dump truck on Maxine Avenue between Elm Street and Lemon. The reporting party that witnessed the incident and took photos was uncooperative when it came to testifying in small claims. Without a witness, the plaintiff, which is Community's Water District here, fails in its small claims action, and the defendant, and in this case was the County of Riverside, prevails. I reiterated the fact that not only being observant, but participating and testifying in a civil or criminal trial is imperative. And the reason why is you let these unethical community members or outsiders steal water, destroy your infrastructure. It management has to recommend a higher rate increase to cover it. And I understand that, you know, retaliation and all that, but a lot of times, like I've told other members in the community, if you notice it in progress, call the sheriff and then call me. And if I witness it, because a misdemeanor has to be committed in your presence, if I witness this, I'll press charges.
Calvin, Excuse me, did they indicate future cleanup days, dates?
I'm sorry?
You said that they were talking about the cleanup. Did they indicate dates, future?
I think it was...
Yeah, it did. Hold on one second, I'm getting it.
I don't have my notes from the meeting.
I have a specific reason.
April 4th.
Okay, works for me. That's all I need to know.
And then November is the following.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
That's good, I'm good to go.
Edison, public safety power shut off. At the meeting, I advised all community members that were present that Ellie and I have been meeting with Edison in private and public meetings. Aside from achieving district goals with Edison, I have advised the MAP meeting and community members attending of having Edison provide a public workshop for residents and commercial water customer. And I think probably maybe April, I'll come up with some dates and I'll call our Edison rep, Chris Tran and Sandy Gabriel, to see how their schedule is, and I'll bring it to your attention in March, and we'll establish either an April or May date for a community and commercial workshop, and Edison would host it. And lastly, for those of you who brought your ID cards, it's now available to be, have your slot stamped, and then when I get the little clips and the holders, we'll have you sign for it also. But that finally came in from Staples.
I have clips at home, I'll put one on it.
Fought tooth and nail for that.
Are you going to require us to carry our ID cards when we come to our meeting?
No, but because this building isn't big enough for security, but what basically is to obtain government discounts and stuff, they require an ID.
Yeah.
And this protocol, like when you go to public meetings or joint meetings, you wear your ID. And that's my report for this week. And oh, I have one more request for the board. Since we have Mr. Keith here, he's probably here for the Well One ongoing rehab. So if you like, if the board would like to bring that up first, we'll leave him for the rest of the evening after this matter.
Oh, I was going to schedule it for last.
Okay. It's up to you.
No.
You're the board chair.
The board needs to go home too, I'll stay.
No, I'm just kidding. I have no objections to bringing it up. Did you want to make comments on it, Kyle? You said you bought other, other bids.
Well, I reached out, and the only people that came through was Legend and Bakersfield. And I think Keith is here to address his bid.
Okay. So, go ahead and what do you have to say, sir?
Okay, so in I think November when we started this project, pulled it out, I normally take care of your guys' account 100%. I've got three guys in the office that have their clients that they take care of. So I had to fill myself in a little bit on this today. I was gone all last week, mainly in part because shortly after that, my wife was diagnosed with stage 4 stomach cancer, so I've got my hands full. But so today I dug into a little bit and come to find out in November, and between November and now, I called my supplier, who's Custom Pipe. They're the number one supplier for pipe, because that's the biggest cost in this is the column pipe. It's got to be replaced. The column pipe you originally had was a standard wall, which is a very thin wall coupling. And when the pumps get really deep like this, we like to size up to a thick wall to not only extend the life of it, but as you start to hang weight that deep, believe it or not, the pipe will stretch, sometimes over an inch. And so when that happens, the bowl assembly on the bottom is attached to the pipe, but the shaft is attached to the pole, which extends up to the motor. So if you can imagine, the shaft is attached to the motor, and if your column pipe stretches an inch, you're raising those impellers up as the shaft stretches. So when there's only a few companies that I would even trust with anything deeper than about a 500-foot set pump, because things really, really start to change and become very, very critical as far as the long-term longevity of this pump. So the column pipe wall thickness is very important. The column pipe coupling that all the weight is actually holding onto is actually increased in thickness. And then the bowl assembly on the bottom, because it has to lift the water from such a far, far depth, the pressure down below is very high. Even though you're only filling the tanks, so there's no pressure up top, that bowl assembly is pumping water from over 700 feet down.
So like 350 PSI.
It's a lot. And if someone decides to close a valve or mistakenly do something that they might do, that head is, that the bowl assembly is capable of generating well over 1,000 PSI, which can cause, I've seen major pictures. So we designed your bowl assembly to actually withstand this. It's a full ductile iron bowl assembly. Now, manufacturers won't do this unless you ask them. What they'll do is they will only maybe do the top one or two stages, whatever's necessary to hold up to the pressure, because each stage continues to build pressure. And so they'll say, oh, it's only the top two stages to see the pressure, so we'll do that. But that's not the case in a closed valve situation. The entire bowl assembly will see that. And so we O-ring it, full ductile iron, it's all coated, it's ceramic inside, stainless steel impellers. So our quote for you guys, as always, is top of the line equipment. And I never claimed to be the cheapest, but when I started the company, the customers that have been with me for over 30 years are with me because of what I do and that I take care of them. And I pull pumps out that I did 15, 20 years ago installing myself. So with that being said, the equipment that we supplied is top of the line. I double checked with what Julio, my associate, that put this together for you. He sends things to me, I review it and look over it. I called my supplier on the call pipe to see if I could save you guys money. I passed the savings down, and call pipe has come down quite a bit since whatever, 4 months ago. So if you will give me the chance, I can redo this quote with today's numbers. The quote is 4 months old, and I know there's some savings there for you guys. That's all I'm asking for. I know our numbers are all good. I don't know what Bakersfield quoted as far as, is it ductile iron bowls? I have no idea. So, but regardless of that, I'm not gonna change the quality of the equipment to try to compete with something that I don't think is even fair. The only thing I can do is try to talk my suppliers down and pass the savings on to you guys.
Okay.
Can this wait another month, Calvin?
It's been almost a year, 6 months. So, plus, you know, we have the other issue about the interior of the tank. We're, you know, well, our legal sent a letter demanding 100% refund. So that's where I'm with that. But, not that it'll go anywhere, but so we
so
have time.
So tank one is, and tank one and well one basically are down,
yeah,
until.
Yeah. Under tank one is actually back. You know, you can fill up the water. Yes, we have time.
I'd like to see what his new numbers are.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I'm back full time. Wife's doing really well. She's at City Hope. I'm back doing what I need to do. And I had today to kind of evaluate and look things over. And there's definitely some savings there that I can pass on to you guys. Absolutely.
Hey, one second, do the job so you can have a break from the 4 kids. Yeah, right. All right.
Yeah.
Okay, I make a motion we table this.
I second.
Thanks for coming and explaining.
Oh, of course.
I'm not at all aware of a lot of this stuff. This guy is. You gave a reasonable explanation.
Yeah, yeah.
Pressure and stuff. I understand that.
It's
Thank you. Yeah, I try to explain on these very, very deep set pumps. This is an unusual one. There's not many, and I've done the entire Inland Empire, clear down to Coachella with a pump over 3,000. And this is one of the deepest ones in the area. Fontana's got some deep ones, San Antonio, up in the canyon there. But this one here is definitely one of the deeper well pumps in the entire Inland Empire. And it's a very, very special thing. If it's not done right, you just won't see
the interesting part here is I was here when they drilled that. Tank 1 is the one on the east side of the casino, right?
Correct.
The old casino, yes.
Yep.
I was on the board when they drilled that well, and it's not that old. Was it 18 years or 15?
20.
Is it 20? It's just a lot. That's short time. Is it just because of the deposits, the hard water deposits, it just destroyed that, a lot of that, or in the sand too?
The well actually looks pretty good. They use Roscomas Luber casing, which is the best casing out there. Casing looks great. We did some light brushing just to break off some of the, because it was bad.
Yeah.
And when there's so much corrosion and rust and nodules, you can't actually see what the casing looks like. So we went in there, did a little bit of light brushing, cleaned out some debris and junk that was in there. Then we ran another camera, which actually exposed the casing to see if the, you know, make sure the casing is actually in good condition. And the casing looks great. The well itself is in good shape. It does need a little more development, which we threw in there. Since it's out, go ahead and give this thing a really, really good cleans and disinfecting. The pump assembly, which is where all the money's at, usually 7 to 10 years is what you can expect on your line shaft turbines. Some will go 15 years, but we try not to extend them past that because at a 7 to 10 year period, it's more of a preventative thing and it's not too expensive. We place a couple parts and we put it back in. You wait too long and it suddenly becomes catastrophic and it gets real expensive. So I try to stick with that 7 to 10, and normally with some of the districts that we have maintenance contracts is, and I've done this with Louis, is they send me over the ESM reports from the efficiency that gets done, and I can evaluate those and kind of tell you guys, you know, this one's getting kind of close where we might want to do something. We can kind of, you know, plan it out.
Is this a pump out of the ground right now?
Yes, it's been removed, it's been evaluated. The column pipe is, it's due. I mean, if we wanted to save a buck, we could put it in, cross our fingers that it'll last another 5 years, but we're really, really rolling the dice because when the column pipe goes, we lose the pump. And then it becomes a fishing job where I gotta try and fish out 40,000 pounds of weight at the bottom of the well. So, in this case. And then this one also wants to, the idea was to upgrade it to produce more water because it's there. So by doing so, we need more horsepower and we need a bigger shaft because to carry the load. And so with that, you got some additional cost, but now's the time because it's out and, you know, a big expense is getting it out and getting it back in. So I agree with all the decisions that Craig made and Louie and put this together for you guys. And the soft start unit, the things, I think it's a good choice. And then hopefully you shouldn't have to touch this thing for, like I said, 7 to 10 years at least, depending on how much use you put into it.
Are we going any deeper in the well?
I think we're going to stick with the depth. Water levels haven't changed much when I looked at it. Is that right, Louie?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think they're pretty consistent there. They're really deep because you're way up on the high of the side of the hill there, but the water level is consistent. You don't see big fluctuations, so I think it's a good source of water. Just unfortunately, it's really deep, so it costs a lot to get it out.
And I don't know if the board recalls me telling you I was trying to nurse it so we get this grant money to, but because Hume's Law, you know, just didn't make it.
No, I did field service on cranes, and one of my customers was FlowServe.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
So, guess what I know a lot about.
Yep.
So, I have a motion, or I need a motion to table it, since I'm the chair.
Yeah, both of them.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we already
have them.
So I had a motion to table this item, well, one ongoing rehabilitation, made by Director Link, second by Director Israel. Director Sanderson?
Aye.
Director Morris?
Aye.
Director Wargo?
Aye.
Director Israel?
Aye.
Director Link?
Aye.
Before we move on, is this, do we need to discuss Bakersfield well?
Well, it's the, he can't, by law, he's not allowed to see that quote.
Oh.
Or hear about any of that number.
Never mind.
Because.
Yeah, he can, it's public information.
Public record.
Yep.
Well, I'm just.
Oh, okay, well, I just don't want to.
Get in trouble. Calvin spent the effort to do this, so I'd like to.
Well.
Understand Calvin's perspective, if there is one.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that next month.
Okay, all right.
We'll get the new numbers from him.
And I've got a funny feeling that even if he was allowed to see what they quoted, he's not going to say, well, they're using blah, 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 they're not.
I just don't know, yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm, no matter what, I'm going to give you guys my best number, and.
It is what it is.
I mean, I'm going to do the best I can for you guys, that's about all I can say. You know, if someone has a really, really cheap number, and I mean, if it's cheaper than my cost, I can't do it.
No.
On a side note, before I forget, I just wanted, I've been talking to Calvin a little bit, just I thought it'd be good for you guys to know, those wells down at the end that you showed us, that the guy owns.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. He's actually given us approval to test pump and video log and all that. And he has nowhere to put the water other than just out in the field. So I don't know if there was any use for any of it or whatever, but it's going to be a lot of water that we're going to be pumping out. So just a heads up, we're probably going to start that possibly this
week. You might use your discharge and you got that flood channel.
Yeah, we're going to just put it out there and then the desert's going to soak it up.
Yeah, it just goes back in our aquifer, right?
Yeah, well, because we don't know the condition of the water or anything, we can't touch it. We don't want it, and we don't want to have to pay for it, even though it, you know, cuts.
Dig a big hole, let's make a nice big swimming pool.
But the one near the pump house, you know, the high net pump houses, you know, the, not pump house, but the gatehouse, or whatever they got for the aqueduct.
Yes.
I think that one's close enough where you can put a pipe.
Yes, these wells are way further than, because I looked
those pumps, they're almost all the way into the corner where
right next to the windmills.
They're
like,
they're by that
yards from the windmills.
Yeah.
Because I was looking for them, because the permit, whoever, I knew it was, but they located them on the permit totally wrong. Because I went up the permit to go find them, and they're basically right next to where you would think, because that's where it shows them. But then when they took us out to actually locate them, they are way up there. So it got real expensive for them because we have to get a water truck, backhoe, we got to make a road out there. But he's willing to do it. This whole plan is to try and sell it to you guys or somebody. But I thought it'd just be interesting for you guys to know.
Yeah, I know one of their production wells by Dunkel Spring. Remember I shared the photos that when we up at Dimple Springs, redeveloped it, improved on it. Now it's a deeper wading pool, and they got this one perfect water percolation in the ground, and they got this trough.
Wow.
Yeah, that's creative. Yeah. And they even got a beach area set up. Yeah.
That's what I'm If it was in the summer, my guys would probably dig a hole and.
But that's where they filled up that one hole, they put a sanitary cap on it, and it was broken into, and they filled it up with dirt.
Okay, well, I can actually leave unless you guys have any other questions.
Thank you.
No, thank you.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Wait a minute. Let's do a point of privilege for some of you.
We can do this.
Or you want to go complete through the meeting? There's a lot of enthusiasm here tonight, isn't there?
We might be able to get through it very quickly.
All right, let's go. CUSI Interactive Voice Recognition Interface Contact to electronically contact customers regarding pending service terminations due to non-payment. Now, there was something about kind of meeting law requirements by doing this or something?
Yes, I'm going to actually recommend to the board that this be tabled. I met with Director Wargo very recently, and she has some experience with something like this. She had a few good questions that she recommended I ask or contact.
Okay.
And I asked, I haven't gotten a response, so I recommend we table this.
Okay.
I move to table.
I second.
So we have a motion to table the CUSI IVR interface contract made by Director Wargo, second by Director Israel. Director Sanderson?
Aye.
Director Morris?
Aye.
Director Wargo?
Aye.
Director Israel?
Aye.
Director Link?
Aye. Next item is Resolution 2020 regarding approving adjustments to miscellaneous user fees.
So what this is, last month the board approved the miscellaneous fee adjustments. For example, the red tag, the yellow tag.
Right.
You guys all approved that. Legal came and said, after the fact, they said, hey, we would really like you guys to have a formal resolution to pair with that.
Okay.
So they're just asking that this resolution be adopted. It's just reflecting that the board approved those fee adjustments.
It's the legalization.
Correct.
Legalese. Okay, motion.
And this is the resolution here, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Need a motion?
I make the motion to approve.
Can I get a second? What? Do you have anything to say?
Yeah.
What is this with you guys here?
It's been a long day.
Yeah, I don't know you personally. I was a bad board member and I didn't hear the whole resolution from the back page. So I got a 3-minute read break.
You want a point of privilege break?
Yeah, so I can read.
Fine. We're going to take a few minutes.
Okay, I'm gonna stuff my face. I didn't work all day, and Maxine stole my